You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beyond the wall lies the semi-final, they say. The daunting yellow wall that is the fervent Borussia Dortmund end of the ground, or the formidable wall that Atletico Madrid have historically thrown up defending a first leg lead. Opportunity here, Witsel is there, it's squeezed into the back of the net, and Borussia Dortmund take the lead on the night and level the tie. Sancho into the penalty area, Maxson into the penalty area, it's Maxson, it's 2-0. Griezmann's corner kick all the way through, that's a free header at the back post, and that's an own goal. And Atletico Madrid have tied the tie again. Would it come out to Correa, blocked on the line, it comes back out to Correa, and Atletico Madrid are back in the lead in the tie. Samatsu with a cross into the middle, and how about this? And the tie stands level at 4-4. Oh, it's 4-2 Dortmund! 2 goals in 2 minutes. Borussia Dortmund are through, famously. What a night for them.
Well, we now know two of the teams heading to the Champions League semifinals. As we mentioned, PSG going through after that 4-1 defeat to Barcelona. And then we've got PSG beating Atletico Madrid 4-2 yesterday. They advanced 5-4 on aggregate. They will face off in the semifinals on April 30th and May 1st. This is crazy. This was another quarterfinal matchup that saw the team that had the advantage going in end up getting eliminated.
It was wild.
Two comebacks. It's crazy. This game literally gave me whiplash, too. It was like this incredible start from Borussia Dortmund, and then Atleti played their way back in, and then Dortmund came back, and it was nuts. There have been 29 goals in these quarterfinals, which I think is, and there's still two matches to be played today, which also had a crazy amount of goals in the first leg. It's wild. But what we saw from Dortmund yesterday, Nico, you said you're not really giving them a chance against PSG, but I saw a lot of character in Dortmund.
Second
Dortmund.
Half BVB shows up, Nico's going to be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you, were you not impressed with the way they were able to come back?
Look, my eyes obviously were on the other game. I saw the highlights of this one, so I can't speak to tactically how they figured it out. But what I can say is that Dortmund is an absolute enigmatic, unpredictable Jekyll and Hyde team. So is Atletico Madrid, by the way. Going into these quarterfinals, we rated Dortmund as perhaps the worst team amongst the eight in the quarterfinal. But they showed an incredible amount of character, and at home, they're a completely different beast in the Champions League. Ian Madsen, ever since he's come to Dortmund in the winter transfer season, has been looking sensational. Ryerson obviously had a lot of depth. But Atletico Madrid, there are certain points that you can make about the performance tonight that is pretty representative of their entire
season.
Well,
you said Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Which one's the bad one, by the way? Is it Jekyll? I'm assuming it's Jekyll.
I don't know.
Whichever one's the bad one, that's Atletico Madrid on the road. That's them away.
So you're
saying
the
Jekyll
that
Jekyll and Hyde.
Trying to make.
BVB is good at home. Atletico Madrid is bad away. And you saw that happen today. But here's what I will say. And you talked about this, and we talked about this on this desk, where none of us ever know which BVB is going to show up. The
Nor
BVB
Atletico
that showed
Madrid.
Up. No, of course. But this Dortmund, especially in the second half, which is when I watched this match, because obviously PSG versus Barca was done. If this is the team that shows up, finally we got to see. I don't know what Edin Terzic's tactics are. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. And it's frustrating because I watched this team and I'm like, what was supposed to happen? In this case, I think we've seen the most unified, cohesive Dortmund I've seen all season long, and that's me being there in person for a win against PSV. This is still the most cohesive I've seen this team in the second half. And even then, I'm not sure that I have confidence with them going forward. The one thing I do know is that when their back's against the wall and they're at home, they play at a very different level, and we saw that last night.
Let's not forget, too, this is the same team that finished on top of the group of death. I feel like we keep underestimating Dortmund, and they keep putting up performances like this one. They're made it to the semifinals.
So I watched this game, and thank God for the multicast. Thank you, because we get to do this now versus flipping over.
Can we
and
give
that's
a shout out to
over,
Carter, though?
To shout
by
out
the
to
way.
The multicast
you had to keep
so
pressing
I,
the button as yeah. to what which match you were going to hear the audio.
Nico, you made me a believer in this Champions League tie. Last week when I was on Morning Footy, you told me that this was the tie to keep an eye on. So I did just that. The big difference in this match, Julian Brandt. He didn't start in the first leg, and that was because Edin Terzic took the conservative approach. You go away to Atleti, they beat teams for fun when they're at the Wander Metropolitano, so you go with three more, just say, conservative midfielders. Mecha, he starts at the attacking midfielder position. You bring Julian Brandt in late in that game, and the game changes. Mm-hmm. He hits Woodwork, and it gives you a glimpse of something to come for the second leg. This was a massive, massive statement, not just for him, Nicolas Füllkrug, and Edin Terzic. I go back to a match that lays the roadmap for getting a result like this. What they did against Bayern Munich, they finally broke the duck against a side they could not beat for the longest time. Who assisted in that match on the Adeyemi goal? Julian Brandt. As a player who was snubbed by Nagelsmann for the German national team in the last window, when you have the pressure of, I've got to ball out now to get to the Euros, to be on that German squad, it's matches like the Bayern Munich one, and it's matches like last night, that I saw something different. I saw resilience in Borussia Dortmund that we have not seen before, especially this late in the Champions League. And Marcel Sabitzer, we cannot end this segment without talking about this guy, because he was immense. And I thought him playing higher up the field, playing much more like we saw when he played against Atleti in 2020, when he assisted in that match where they beat Atleti in the quarterfinals to get RB Leipzig to the semifinals. So I just love Champions League nights because there's so many storylines, and it's players like this that the unsung heroes like Marcel Sabitzer that, hey, you get all my flowers when you ball out like this.
Champions League gets the most out of certain teams, and form going into back against the wall type of matches doesn't really matter. Because a lot of these teams, given that they have history in this competition, know how, when to respond. And Dortmund responded because Atletico Madrid gave them life several times. I go back to the first leg when they were up 2-0, having the opportunity to put a third past Dortmund. And then really like almost like knockout at that point, foot and a half into the semifinal. And then 3 minutes into the game, Alvaro Morata missing a one-on-one opportunity. That can set the tone.
Dialing back the clock on being on Alvaro Morata, unfortunately.
Listen, it can, but he hasn't really been in form lately. He had a really good start to the season, and as of late, it's been pretty poor. Cholo Simeone realized Angel Correa, the perfect super sub, came in. The game changed dynamic. Nahuel Molina came off. He said that they were suffering a lot on that right wing, and the adjustment was correct. He got it right, but it almost felt a little bit too late because the wave of momentum and of energy in the Westfalenstadion was too much for Atletico Madrid to handle. And I mean, how do you not feel like that when one of your top goals
scorers? That
was me watching these matches yesterday.
That was a reaction, and I'm so glad you mentioned Angel Correa and the two difference between the two strikers. Alvaro Morata, how bad he's been, one goal in his last 16 matches in all competitions. This is a guy that was at the top of the goal-scoring sheets or near them in the group stages, scored five goals, and we were singing his praises, rightfully so. Him, Griezmann, this was supposed to be the year. They were my pick to be the dark horse to get to a final. And it also highlights the importance of Semolino. In the first leg, the missed chances, he missed a plethora of them.
So
if they had him in the second leg, it changes and it gives them an outlet to be more offensive.
I'll also say Madrid without like a Golín, you know, just someone that can just put their foot down and say, like, we're not going to give up a goal. It just feels so different. It's not what I expect.
It's completely the DNA. Yeah. It's like, not that they're respecting. I don't think they can live up to that defensive prowess that Cholo Simeone instilled onto this team. José María Jiménez has been very bad. And specifically yesterday, despite him being such an extraordinary goalkeeper, there were a couple. The first Julian Brandt goal and the Sabitzer goal where he gets there, Jan Oblak. He should be saving those. You need your goalkeeper to come up clutch. And I would be just as questionable about Atletico Madrid in the next round had they got through and Dortmund, because these are the two worst teams
in the group stage. Because weren't they both? No, Dortmund.
Dortmund did not lose to PSG.
That's right.
In the group stage.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting, yeah.
I just want to say, shouts to Haller. I know he didn't play in this game, but that goal in the first leg...
Oh, it was massive.
...gave him that little breath of life. In this game, they came
one
ready
was,
to go.
Wait, say that again, producer Jen. 2-0 PSG win, and 1-1. Then okay. a 1-1 draw. Okay. All right. It's going to be...
It's going to be more, it it's is, more
it's
than meets the eye to this
tie. A fascinating semifinal matchup between PSG and Borussia Dortmund.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.